his mind raced with possibilities. Robert the Fox sometimes said,
"When you only have 2 inches of claymore, use 10 feet of guile."
What did that escort know about him? He reached for the local command radio switch. The range was only about 20 miles. A torrent of angry cyclo words hit him.
"It's about time somebody showed up. I should have been relieved of this job hours ago. What kept you?"
Angry. Very angry, angry, angry. Johnny opened his transmit switch. He lowered the pitch of his voice as much as possible.
"How are things?"
"The drone's all right, and why shouldn't it be? I've been escorting it, haven't I? You certainly run a messed up planet here. It's not like this on Cyclo. I should hope not. You're late. What's your name?"
Johnny hastily dredged up a name that was common to 20% of the Cyclos.
"Snit, could I ask who I'm talking to?"
"Nup. Executive Administrator Nup. Use your executive ship when you address me. Crap planet."
"Did you arrive recently, your executive ship?"
asked Johnny.
"Just today, Snit. And how am I greeted? With a crummy bullbard attack anyone could handle. Wait."
Suspiciously.
"You have a very strange accent. Like a chinko instruction disc. That's what it is. You're not a bullbard, are you?"
The click of firing buttons pulled off safety to stand by.
"I was born here,"
said Johnny, truthfully.
"Ha!"
A sharp, nasty laugh.
"Oh, a colonial."
Silence for a moment.
"Were you briefed on this mission?"
"A little bit, your executive ship. But orders have been changed. That's what I was sent to tell you."
"You're not relieving me?"
Very hostile.
"The destination has been changed. There's radio silence. They had to send me with the word."
"Radio silence?"
"Planetary-wide, your executive ship."
"Ah, then it is a bulbord attack. They operate everything on radio. I knew it."
"I'm afraid so, your executive ship."
"Well, if you're not going to relieve me, what am I expected to do? I am almost out of fuel. Where's the nearest mine site?"
Johnny thought very fast